So, Bahrain, good afternoon to you, Andy.
Merci, Frankie, et bon après-midi à vous tous qui êtes à l'écoute cet après-midi à la FM 107. Bienvenue. Nous avons dans le studio cet après-midi quelques élèves de l'école française de Port-Vila. Je vais les inviter. Chacun d'eux va nous faire la présentation. Et quel est le but de votre visite dans notre studio cet après-midi? À vous, le micro.
Hi everyone, we are a bunch of year 12 students from the French school here in Port Vila. We've come today to share with you some of parts of our fantastic experience and some part of our wonderful trip to New Zealand this year. We will talk about different things we've been learning about New Zealand, such as culture, history, politics, cinema and arts. And now listen to our broadcast, Did You Know?
Kamate, kamate, kaora, kaora, kamate, kamate, kaora, kaora. Teleite tangata pulu, ulu, nana iti kime waka witi, tera, ha. Upane, 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 kopane, witi tera, ha.
So, did you know today Aka is used during Maori celebrations to honor guests and shows the importance of the occasion? They are also used to challenge opponents on the sports field.
Did you know there are hundreds of Haka? Many have been composed by Maori tribes as insults or challenges to other opposing tribes.
Did you know the Kamate Haka 16 step and can be performed in 30 seconds?
Did you know most traditional akas are performed only by men and some include women in singing roles only?
Is New Zealand a nation of immigration?
Did you know there were four waves of immigrants to New Zealand? The first were the Polynesian 1,000 years ago. The second were the Europeans in late 18th and early 19th centuries. Some came for hunting whales and seals and some for trading timber, while some missionaries came to get Maori to become Christian. The third were the Pacific Islanders in 1945. Finally, the fourth were the Asians for business in 1980s.
Did you know in the 18th century, Maori cut other Maori's heads to keep them as trophy, which they called shrunken heads. They swapped those heads with the Europeans for blankets, muskets, axes, etc. Did you know the Treaty of Waitangi was an agreement between the British government and Maori on the 6th of February 1840 in the Bay of Islands? But unfortunately, it wasn't signed by all Maori chiefs. After this treaty, New Zealand became a British colony and was governed by the British.
Did you know this year will be the bicentenary anniversary of the Hansen family? The Hansen family were the first permanent settlers in New Zealand. Thomas Hansen, his wife and the children arrived from England on the 22nd of December 1814 in the Bay of Islands in the north.
Did you know Reverend Samuel Marsden was the first man to establish the first Christian mission in New Zealand at Ohi in 1814? He arrived on the brig Active commanded by Thomas Hansen.
Did you know in England the immigrants to New Zealand were selected by gender, age and by their family situation, which meant not everyone could go?
And now, a glimpse of art. Let's talk about the Te Papa Museum. Did you know, to stabilize the Te Papa Museum, 30-ton weights were dropped on the ground 50,000 times. Shock absorbers made of rubber and lead let the building move in earthquakes, up to half a meter in any direction.
Did you know, the Te Papa Museum has enough reinforced steel to stretch from Wellington to Sydney?
Did you know you can experience an earthquake in the Te Papa Museum by stepping in a small room which shakes and moves as if there was a real one? Did you know the Maori Meeting House is the creation of a master carver Cliff Whiting and a Maori advisor group to Te Papa? They came up with the idea of developing a court or marae, which would include the concept of authority or manatonga and the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi.
Did you know New Zealand's Maori people traditionally retain their links to their ancestor or tupuna through storytelling, an art form expressed through carving and weaving?
What about politics? Let's focus on the parliament.
Did you know in New Zealand the voting age has always been 21, but as other countries reduced the age of voting to 18, New Zealand reduced it to 18 in 1974, and 1 year after the rules also changed. all permanent residents could vote even if they were not New Zealand citizens.
Did you know a filibuster is a parliamentary procedure where debate is extended? The longest took place in USA in 1957 when a senator for South California filibustered a civil rights bill for 24 hours and 18 minutes by reading George Washington's farewell and voting laws of every state.
Did you know most bills that Parliament considers come from the members of Parliament? There are many more members' bills proposed than there is time to debate them in the House. To choose which member bills are going to be debated, a ballot is held. Counters representing the proposed bills are drawn from a biscuit tin.
Did you know to raise some funds for the communities, the central government collects taxes from the workers and business, and the local government collects rates from land and property owners and business?
Did you know anyone of any age can contact IMP to ask questions or let the member know what he thinks about matters that are being discussed in Parliament? Because many of decisions that their representatives in Parliament make will affect their life and family's life.
Do you want to know more about the cinema industry in New Zealand? Let's focus on the Weta Caves.
Did you know the Weta Cave is an amazing but small place in front of the world-famous Oscar-winning Weta Workshop? Here, visitors can view a selection of props and watch an exclusive behind-the-scenes film in this small theater.
Did you know the Weta Cave has won 40 awards and received 5 Oscars?
The Weta Workshop uses traditional hand skills coupled with the latest high-tech robotic to make the props.
Did you know while making Lord of the Rings costumes, two costume designers put together so much chain mail that it rubbed off their fingerprints? The film costume crew spent nearly 3.5 years preparing for the project. And to finish a bit of everything, did you know in Wellington Girls' School, there are 1,200 students that only start from year 9 to year 13, which is a lot compared to our school because in the WGS, there are only girls.
Did you know a kiwi can be 3 different things? It is either a fruit or a bird or even a nickname for people from New Zealand.
Did you know in New Zealand I had my first Samarula and Fijoa, 2 typical New Zealand fruits which don't grow in Vanuatu?
Did you know there are 70 million sheep in New Zealand, only 4 million people?
A big thank you to Radio 107.